Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveil Christ to the World broadcast. As I was waiting before the Lord, before recording this broadcast, I was seeking the Lord's heart for what He would have and how He would minister to those who would be listening today. And the Lord brought to mind a verse of Scripture found in John, the 11th chapter, verse 35. It's known as the shortest verse in Scripture. Jesus wept. And the context of this verse is when Jesus had gone to Bethany, and His purpose, He delayed His purpose when He heard that Lazarus was sick. And He went, He had been dead 4 days, and He came to the tomb, and the family were weeping, and all the friends and neighbors were gathered around because they had thought Mary was going to the tomb to weep, and they followed her. And it says, before He called Lazarus forth from the grave and from the dead, He wept. Now, there's several ways we can look at this. One is that He had compassion and He understood the heartache and sorrow that death brought. And He was relating to and experiencing on a human level the sorrow that death brought in separation. But I would like to suggest that perhaps there was another dynamic going on in His heart, and that was the sorrow that He felt for His beloved disciples. Those who knew Him best and walked with Him did not fully understand the mission that He came into the earth. He came to set the captive free, not only to deliver man from sin and death, but to bring healing to the uttermost, to restore man to the fellowship and to the beauty and to the perfection that the Creator God formed man in the very beginning. Adam and Eve were a perfect couple before sin entered the world. And so what God has laid on my heart is that we can spend these next few minutes together to allow the Lord to minister to you. And the Lord spoke to my heart that some of the greatest needs that we possess are healing of our wounded spirits, healing of our souls. We come born into this world under the effect of original sin. And as God moves in our lives, some had the privilege of being born into a Christian family with godly, wonderful parents. Others, their families were greatly dysfunctional, or perhaps a broken home or a single parent. And all kinds of terrible things happened. And so at whatever point in life that we come to the Lord, even in the best of circumstances, even from a wonderful godly home, the effects of this world, the work of the devil, the work of the enemy, the adversary in the world, causes many, many wounds to be inflicted upon us. And yes, we can reach adulthood, we can have successful, prosperous, godly lives, but within every one of us there is a great need of healing. I believe that. And so I want to ask the Lord, as we spend these next few minutes together, that we allow God's love, which is the ultimate source of healing, His healing. It's not by our strength, not by our discipline, not by reading a manifold number of books. It is experiencing the very presence of God, because in the presence of God there is healing. I made reference to the account of Lazarus being brought forth from the dead. If Jesus can do that, can he not heal our wounded spirits? Can he not bring wholeness? And it is in the experience of God's love that the deepest, most profound healing can take place. And so, Father, we come to you now. Lord, you see every listener, those perhaps who've never listened before, but by your divine circumstances, you've brought them to spend these next few moments together. Father, we know it's not accomplished in a single moment. Much of the work that you do, yes, you're a God of miracles, but just as your principles operate in the natural world, there's a course, there's a time for all things. Even the seed that dies when it grows into the earth, life comes, and gradually, ever so gradually, life springs forth. The tender shoot comes forth out of the earth, and that plant grows into maturity. If it should be a tree, it grows into the fullness of its stature. It brings forth fruit as you desire in its season. And so, Lord, there is a timing for all things. But God, you see every person. You see where they are spiritually. You see they may be mature, and yet, Lord, sometimes great healing is needed in their spirit and soul. Some might be greatly used of you in public ministry. And that's, Lord, because the gifts and calling of God are without repentance. It's your anointing, it's your calling, it's your giftings that are operating through them. But deep within their own personal heart, in their own personal life, not as a minister of God, they need deep healing. Father, we confess our need of you. We cannot heal ourselves, but if you will heal us, Lord, we shall be healed. And that is your desire. Father, we pray that we will not bring sorrow to the heart of Jesus. Lord, we won't cause him to weep in our behalf because of all the things you've provided that pertain to life and godliness and wholeness. Father, we now, by faith, claim that healing of body, soul, and spirit that you have for your children. Father, I speak healing to natural bodies. I rebuke sickness and disease and infirmities. And Father, by those cruel, cruel stripes that were laid upon the back of Jesus, that ripped his flesh, that caused his precious blood to pour forth, Father, he endured that. By the stripes of Jesus, we were already healed, Peter said. Healing of body, healing of mind, and Lord, sometimes minds need to be healed. There's been such trauma, there's been such affliction, there's been such stress to cause great upset and great woundedness so they can't even function properly. Only you can do that, Lord. It's no psychologist, it's no psychiatrist can affect the truest, deepest form of healing. But Lord, your nail-scarred hand can do that. And Father, I'm asking that Jesus' hand would be extended just as he reached out to those who were sick, those who were wounded, those whose lives were terminal, those who were leprous. He touched the leper. He spoke words of healing. Those who were blind, those who are infirm. And Lord, Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Father, don't let Jesus weep today because of unbelief or ignorance, are not open to that same healing virtue that comes from his hands. Father, I pray, oh God, I pray for the healing virtue of Jesus. Lord, that his love right now would overwhelm your people. Lord, so many need love. So many have not experienced none of us have experienced, Lord, the dimension of the height, the breadth, the depth, the love of Jesus Christ. And it is in that love that we can experience wholeness. It is in that love we can experience healing. And so, Father, I pray now for healing of sick bodies. I pray for healing of wounded spirits. Lord, a broken spirit drieth the bones. But God, you are the God who formed us in our mother's womb. And Father, now I don't care what afflictions, I don't care what traumas, I don't care what work of the enemy has so defeated and destroyed and all but annihilated some of the people, Lord, that you have chosen and called, some of the good seed, Lord, that are right now exhausted and prostrate under the work of the enemy, under the circumstances and the pressures of their own life. Father, I speak life, that you shall call them forth out of the tomb of defeat and discouragement, that you will open, O God, the prison to those that are bound, that you will speak liberty to the captives, that you will speak, Lord, to those who mourn in Zion, that you will bring them forth, Father, into newness of life, that the precious Holy Spirit would anoint them with the oil of joy for the mourning and the heaviness of spirit. Father, that you would cause them to bring forth fruit, that they shall be as trees planted by rivers of living water, that whatsoever they do shall prosper, their leaf shall not wither, but God, that you will cause each one of them to be a testimony to the power of Jesus Christ. You will bring forth, Lord, those who are dead, almost dead. You will bring them forth into newness of life. Lord, in the natural world, the seasons, it seems like every living thing is dead. The trees are bare of leaves. The plants have disappeared. Even life itself, insects, all are quiet. But Lord, by the breath of your spirit, they are renewed. The spirit of the God causes the renewal upon the face of the earth. So, Father, I pray for the breath of your spirit to bring new life. In Jesus' name, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. All things shall become new. And I pray that newness of the Spirit of God shall be imparted today in your life, and you shall be transformed and shall never be the same. Lord, this is just a few minutes we spend together, but this work that you have begun, I pray that you will continue by the power and strength and might of the Holy Spirit in the powerful name above every name. That name of Jesus, and to you alone, Lord, belongs the glory. Amen and amen. I thank you for joining me. I praise God for his work in our lives, that we are complete in him. Praise God. I thank you for joining me. If you have prayer needs, I invite you to write. The announcer will share our contact information. I love you deeply, pray for you every day, and until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh,